Today, as we continue to look at some of the writings of the Apostle Paul, we are going to ponder these words that Paul wrote at the end of the 8th chapter of the letter to the Romans, and how they hopefully remind us that we are loved, that God is with us, and that God is in our world and moving in our world through Jesus Christ, always and forever. Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Loving God, guide our thoughts and words today. You are the potter, we are your clay. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. My grandfather had a big influence on my life when I was a kid. He lived with us from the time I was 9 years old until I was about 17 years old. And because he lived with us during those years, which of course are pretty formative years in a person's life, I remember Grandpa very well. Probably the defining event in Grandpa's life, both for good and for ill, was his service in the Second World War. He was called up from the Illinois National Guard in 1940, and he was in active service until 1945. Now, the thing is, my grandfather was a lot older than a lot of the fellows who got called up. He was 36 years old when he was called up to active service, literally twice the age of a lot of the men that he served with. And while he was serving, he frequently was on troop ships, because that's how they got folks where they needed to go back then. First down to Panama to be one of the garrison in the Panama Canal Zone for a couple years, then back to the American Southeast for maneuvers, and then finally across the North Atlantic, unfortunately, to the battlefields of northern France and Belgium and Germany. Now, because my grandpa was so much older than a lot of the men that he served with, they kind of looked up to him. My understanding is they called him Pops sometime, because he was literally the age of some of their dads. And he certainly was like an older brother figure to many of them, and in fact, he served with his younger brother in the service. At some point when they were traveling, I believe across the North Atlantic, there had been some people on the troop ship who had died. And army policy at that time meant that those people would be buried at sea. But there was a young man that my grandpa knew that was very troubled by this. He was very, very saddened that these men would be buried at sea and that they would not be able to go home and be buried in the cemetery with their loved ones. And he was troubled by this. He thought that somehow or other this meant that these men would be apart from God. Well, my grandfather talked to this young man, and he said, yes, it is tragic that they're going to be buried at sea. It's tragic that they died. I think they had died of disease on the troop ship. But that even though this was a tragedy, and even though they were in the middle of the North Atlantic, it doesn't matter how deep the ocean is. The fact that the ocean's more than a mile deep, that was not going to keep these men from knowing the love of God. The ocean depths could not separate them from the love of God. Nothing could separate them from the love of God. And apparently my grandfather spoke pretty persuasively because it offered this young man who was very troubled a lot of comfort. So hear these words again from the Apostle Paul. What are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. When the Apostle Paul wrote these words, or possibly dictated them to someone to write down, He had probably been sharing the good news of Jesus Christ for more than 20 years. And you know what? He'd known some persecution, and he'd known some distress. He had been serving God for a long time. He knew that his health was not quite what it had once been, but he intended to continue to serve God. He was on his way to Rome, and he was writing a letter to the Christian church in the city of Rome. And he wanted to share with them, this is what I believe about Jesus. This is how I understand how Jesus has changed my life and is changing the lives of other people. And is not just changing human lives, is changing all of creation. And Paul wrote this letter because he wanted to say to the Roman church, this is what I believe. Would you be willing to support me? Because though he'd been serving God for a long time, he thought he was going to be able to sail from Italy across the Western Mediterranean to ancient Spain, and he would be the first person to start sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in that part of the world where the news of Jesus Christ had not yet reached. Now, unfortunately, we think that Paul never left Rome. Some things did not go well, and he ended up dying for his faith in Rome. But his words are powerful when you consider all that he had already been through. A few weeks ago, we talked about some of the struggles that Paul had faced. Paul had been arrested. Did you hear those words where it says, we are like sheep being held for slaughter? Does it give those words any more meaning when you consider that Paul multiple times had been whipped and beaten and locked and chained in a dungeon? Much like someone might tie up a sheep before it was going to go to the slaughterhouse. And the other things that Paul talks about, he talks about the shipwrecks that he survived, the diseases that he overcame, the physical pain and the emotional pain that he dealt with, the broken relationships that he had. He admits in his writings that he had sinned. He had sinned gravely against God, persecuting the Christian church, and yet he knew that despite the mistakes he had made, that God still offered him grace. Paul had faced every kind of opposition you can imagine. He had faced people shouting at him. He'd been stoned. He'd been beaten. His life had been threatened, but it didn't stop him. He believed that despite his mistakes, despite the actions of others, despite the fact that life just doesn't always go well, and we face illness and injury and other things like that. Some people think Paul may actually have been going blind late in his life. But despite all of that, Paul said, it does not matter. The love of God is with us. The love of God will guide us. God loves us. God will give us the strength to face whatever we need to face. And God will give us a spirit of celebration when there are things to celebrate in our lives. I don't know how it had happened exactly, but this passage of Scripture, which you might have gathered, is kind of one of my favorites. More on that in a minute. This passage of Scripture really became important to my life because of the church that I served as a student pastor in Boston. I should say the church, I wasn't the only pastor there, but I was a student pastor in Boston in a place called Union United Methodist. That couple of years I spent there had a big impact on me. A lot of the folks in Union had a very different background than me. Most of the folks were either African American or immigrants from the Caribbean, and we had a fair number of immigrants who'd come from West Africa. And this affirmation of faith, every week in church they would do an affirmation of faith, and the affirmation of faith that we started off our service with today, that prayer, was one that was used a lot. In fact, I think it was used more than any other one from our hymnal. And so I heard these words over and over, and they took on a profound meaning to me. One of the old women told me about how her neighbor had been lynched when she was a little girl in South Carolina, and how despite the trauma of that event, she knew that God was with her and that God had helped her deal with that. There was another woman from that church who was a native of Liberia in West Africa, and she'd had to flee her homeland because there was a terrible civil war and her life was threatened. And she had come to the United States as a war refugee seeking to make a new life. And there were a lot of folks in that church that had grown up in other parts of the country, but they had traveled 1,000 miles and more to come to the area of Boston to find work, which is maybe something some of you can identify with. Have you ever traveled from where you once were to go to some place where you'd be able to provide for yourself and your family? And it was powerful to me to hear how people in the midst of struggles knew that God was with them. And it's been powerful for me to see and hear how in the midst of difficulties, God has been with a lot of you sitting out there. Some of you have been veterans and faced the horrors of war, and yet you're here today and you know that God is with you. Some of you have had to walk with people that you love through illness and injury. Some of you have faced down cancer and other chronic disease. Some of you have lost loved ones to chronic disease. Some of you are still being and loving your loved ones as they face difficult health crises. Some of you have known betrayal at the hands of friends or possibly even a beloved. But yet you are here today. You are here because you know that God's love is greater than the things that would drive us away from God. It does not matter the mistakes that we make or the sins that we commit. It does not matter the health crises or the brokenness that can come in life. It does not matter the fact that there will be people who will treat us with cruelty and people who will try to have power over us. Nothing that any person does, including ourselves, not even death itself, can take God's love from us. I need this passage in my life. It's one of what I call my tattoo passages. Now, I don't actually have any tattoos. I've never gotten any because I try to give blood when I can, and I wouldn't be able to give blood for a while. But if there's ever something that'll keep me from giving blood for a long time, I think I need to take the plunge. But this is one of those passages, particularly those final verses that we read, that I wouldn't be able to tattoo the whole thing on my arm, but I want the Romans reminder on my arm, because there's times in life I need to look down and be reminded God is with us. That nothing can take God's love from us. That no matter what we face in life, we are loved. And no matter what happens, God is remaking the world through the love of Jesus and the love that Jesus brought into this world. And so I invite you to hear these final words one more time. Whether you're in a day of joy or in a day of struggle today, may these words give you comfort and strength. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. That is the good news. Amen.